While working at the Toma VA, Ryan Honnell says he was told to record absent staff as present. Honnell also reported that patients were being prescribed high levels of opiates. Some workers retaliated against him, and he eventually resigned. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel has facilitated a settlement between Honnell and the VA, requiring the VA to remove negative information from his personnel file and to reimburse him for legal fees.
Basically acknowledging that I did the right thing, that all of that was wrong. That was the most important thing to me because the VA really dragged me through the mud, and all I was doing was trying to raise some concerns over waste, fraud, and abuse.
This settles his complaints, but Honnell says he'll continue to be an activist for veterans. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. If a federal employee accuses other workers of retaliation because they blew the whistle on a situation, the U.S. Office of Special Counsel begins to investigate and helps settle the matter. An OSC spokesman says it's seen an influx in cases from the VA. The latest round of VA settlements includes former Toma VA employee Ryan Honnell, who says coworkers retaliated against him after he reported fraud.
My settlement is part of the bigger picture, and the more settlements that are out there, and the more safe it becomes for, you know, all government workers to blow the whistle, not just within the VA.
The VA must now remove negative information from Honnell's personnel record and reimburse him for legal fees. A Toma VA spokesman had no comment on the settlement. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.